Hey, we're back on air. We're not talking about dumb stuff. We're talking about Sake Bama Go Go awesomeness. My name's Matt. With me, as always,
Romy.
And this is, of course, Sake Bama Go Go, the Radio St. Pete exclusive show dedicated to bringing you all kinds of crazy Japanese and Korean crazy garage punk, whatever you want to say. I don't know, words, things. So, what do you got going on? You got anything good?
I guess I got a funny little story, kind of.
All right.
You know, funny or depressing. Depends on your depends on your vantage point.
Often both.
Yeah. So, my son was in kindergarten last year. The first school year, actually having him in real school, not
so he still had preschool, some hope. Not,
before. Well, yeah. The next year is when they really start to iron that hope out of you, you know?
Thank God.
I see a wrinkle. Let's flatten it. But the change, the big change going into, because kindergarten is a lot like preschool.
Yeah.
But the big change, though, is that preschool goes all year round. You just have to figure out things like, you know, winter break. They close for like a week.
2 weeks or yeah.
Well, only a week. And, you know, certain major holidays and stuff, but there's no spring break. There's no summer break. You don't have to figure things out. And, you know, it's dawned on me now that it really sucks to be a parent. Because, I mean, like, school just shuts down for almost 3 months. And as a kid, you don't think of, you know, for you, that's like, yeah.
Woohoo.
But for a parent, it's like, especially when you have a young kid, it's like, oh, crap, I got to figure something out for a quarter of a year here.
And fast.
Yeah. And we didn't do that exactly. it's been a challenging summer, you know, negotiating things and figuring out. And a big chunk of that, fortunately, my mother was able to step in, and she has spent a lot of time with my son.
Nice.
But things are starting to get into a dark place there with the two of them, because my mother's, you know, older, and she hasn't had a lot of, before my son came along, she hasn't had a lot of exposure to young kids in decades.
Right.
And around him, she only had them in pieces here and there.
Yeah, the fun crap.
Yeah.
No time to wear out their welcome. No time to, like, be kind of like on a honeymoon phase, because you're like, oh, you know, grandma's heading down, here's your kid back and goodbye.
But, like, watching him all day in and day out, you know, there's things like she has a sleeping pattern that's probably not conducive to having to be at the whim of a 6-year-old at 8 in the morning, we'll say, and various other things. So I've caught them arguing. My mother and my 6-year-old, and I don't mean like he's being bad and she's trying to discipline them. I mean they're having an argument, like the kind of thing you normally picture to happen between two people that are of approximately the same age. And
I would walk out and be like, I think my head just fell out of my butt. I don't know. Can someone help pick my brain up? It's out of my butt now.
But that's a reminder. Like, okay, you're arguing with a 6-year-old. This is, even if you're right, and I'm not saying you're not. You're not going to win this.
You have a better chance of arguing with the cat and winning.
Well, like, yeah. Remember, he's 6. You can just tell him no. You don't have to, like, you don't have to actually reason with him to get the conclusion you're looking for. You tell him no, and
plus,
that's
this
it.
Is Florida. I'm sure this is a right to slap state. I don't think you can just slap a kid. I don't think I could be wrong about that. I'm not up on current kid laws.
But that said, you know, it's funny because the other day she goes, you know, that Ant-Man and Wasp movie, I think I'd like to see that. Would you be interested in going and seeing that with me? And I looked at her and I'm like, I've already seen it. And she seemed like almost hurt. And I go, well, it's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe thing, you know, that thing where there's been like 18 movies that you kind of got to see all of in order to keep up with everything. And it's a superhero thing. And honestly, I just didn't, since you haven't seen any of the other 18, I assumed you were
holding your chips back for this hand.
And
too.
I'm like, you know, this is a sequel to another movie that was part of all that called Ant-Man, right? And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, this is actually the second movie of this series that ties into this whole other thing. And I'm like, you know, I have the first one. If you want to watch it, that might help inform your decision on whether or not you actually want to go see this Wasp movie, as you call it. But by the way, it's Ant-Man and the Wasp, not the Wasp movie.
Remember that bad hair band from the 80s, Wasp?
No.
They were terrible.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't remember them.
That's how I usually end anything with, remember that band from the 80s? I usually go, dot, dot, dot.
They were terrible.
Oh, they were terrible.
Every once in a while, I like to watch the video for Jump and think, like, so much hair. Wow, he had, he must have been so high on coke when he was doing that, video. But
and you can say that at any time if you look at if you walk up right now and ring the doorbell wherever David Lee Roth is living, as he opens the door, you'd be like, he is so high on coke right now. Like, that's, you can say it at any moment of his life.
But
that's what the nurse said when he came out of the womb. She said, oh, my God, this kid is so high on coke. He had, like, big hair and came out with, like, leopard striped pants. And, like, where do you get those pants? And
they're spandex, too. Yeah. Spandex same diaper. Pair. Same pair. You know, he's been wearing them since then. That's the beauty of spandex, is you can grow into it, you know?
You know, kids should just buy spandex now. Your kid grows, it just gets, like, hotter. By the time you're like 12, you can go to the club. Yeah.
But no. So she goes, "Is this a movie I could watch with him?" And I'm like, "Well, probably. It's, you know, it's, there's nothing in it that's too bad." I'm like, "I don't know how well it's going to hold his attention, but yeah, I guess so." So I come home and she's like, "So I come home and Spaceballs is what's on TV."
Nice.
And
you're raising that kid right.
And I'm like, you're playing him Spaceballs, huh? And she's like, well, I started with the Ant-Man one, but it started to get violent and I thought I should turn it off. And I look over at the screen and there's like a guy in bed with something like on a bed with something like bopping in a silk sheet underneath. And I'm like, and you went to this, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
And she's like, well, I remember this being funny and not. And I'm like looking at the screen and I'm thinking,
You should have just looked at her. Well, if you want to show my kid a painted up whore, go ahead. Tying in last week's show. All right, here's some music. We'll be right back.
And St. Attila raised the hand grenade up on high, saying, O Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thine enemies to tiny bits. Yeah.
same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Good year?
No, the worst.
Oh, dear.
Oh my God, that was the best of Lolita number 18. I played number 8, number 14, and number 16, which are obviously the best cuts.
But you'd think 18 if that's their name.
It's double awesome. Oh. It's like the most awesome of Lolita number 18. I love that girl's voice. Her and the Bat should have like a scream off and see if they could actually tear a hole through time and space, and I would be on board for that. Oh, you'd be happy to find out I did start shaking trees for that elusive gold Famicom Mini from Japan. I was like, well, why wouldn't I do this? I've made all the bad choices up to this point.
Well, when you've got as many connections as you do in Japan, it shouldn't be that elusive.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be. If they're on the shelves there, I'll be sending some PayPal money payments to.
Do they go crazy with stuff like we do? Like when something's coming out, like, I got to be there. I got to camp out for this. Actually, they're probably worse. They're probably worse. They're like a week in advance. And
nerds are nerds, no matter what the culture it is, or you know. And funny thing about Japan, and this isn't being critical of them. This is there. If something's cool, it's like over. Like everyone in the world thinks it's cool. If something, not everyone. That's generalization. But I mean, if AKB48 hits, that's it. There is that thing everywhere, and everyone is giving the money to them. You know, like it would be. There's a train now. There's AKB 48.
So they might actually be worse with consumerism than us.
To some degree, you know. But they're also they're, you know, but the other thing is things are limited space-wise. So now it boils down to the key, the fob thing hanging off their phones and a backpack and the Slurpee cups, I'll say.
They're like, it's either got to be really small or it's got to be something that can be used to help build a high-rise because we don't have space in our landfills.
Exactly.
So it's either got to be made out of quality materials, preferably cement and stainless steel, or it's got to be small enough that we could put all of our possessions in a backpack if we had to leave suddenly.
Exactly. Yeah. If we had to run away from Godzilla, which happens often.
Yeah.
I always kind of wonder.
What the earthquakes are, aren't they? Those are cover-ups for him taking steps under the ocean.
Sweet. You know, there's an animated version of Godzilla now on Netflix, and I watched the first one, and it was good. And the second one I just saw popped up that they had the second installment.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty good. It's pretty different take. You know, the kid that's kind of in the main character. His family got killed by when Godzilla came out and trashed the place.
Yeah.
So he's a little uppity. You know, he wants to kill Godzilla. So it's pretty interesting take.
You know, funny you should bring up both Japan and Godzilla. Okay, well, I guess that's really not such an odd thing that
you can't Japan and one Godzilla sentence.
Would be. I'm saying it like, say hey, what a coincidence. You mentioned Japan and Godzilla. I have something. You know, no, that's actually.
Yeah. Both have to appear in the sentence. If you say one, the other one has to be there.
Hey, I've gotten like 15 hours of sleep in over a week. So gotcha. Cut me some slack. But I have a friend that went to Japan and she sent me a picture and she wouldn't really explain this, but it was like Godzilla over skyscrapers. It was like a Godzilla head looking down. It looked like a thing. Like, I don't know if it was a stat. No, like, there's some place in Japan where they have a giant Godzilla head, like, peering over buildings.
I think they did. I think to promote, you know, Toho.
I mean, this was like, I don't know, 2 months ago or 3 months ago.
You know, Toho might as well be Disney, as far as, like, now they're not. They're a major player with that. That franchise has brought them a long way, you know. So they have the power to do that kind of stuff. And also,
it just seemed odd that I basically what I'm getting at is it seemed odd that I got this from her and not you. Because as far as I know, there's no real there's no historical connection to her and Godzilla.
Yeah, well, she was probably just like, huh. The same way, like, you can't walk by that giant robot and go, oh, who cares? That's just a giant robot. Like, you have to go, huh. That's a giant robot, and they it's there, and nobody's protesting, and no one cares, and everyone's like, yay, a big robot, that's cool. Like, that's the one thing about their culture I do love. We couldn't have a giant robot. Everyone would be offended. No one, we're going to pay for it, everything. And in Japan, they go, I don't care how we're paying for it. Put the robot up, and they do. And you're like, yes, no one cares. And everyone goes, that's so cool. And now the robot with a big sword is looking over our train, and that's great, you know. And then they say that and you go, Man, I should live here. That's how that's end of every my sentences.
And that explains why the Japanese don't like foreigners so much, because they're like, get out of our country.
You'd probably protest the giant robot building.
Like, it was paradise until people like you started moving in here.
With their, that doesn't make sense to build a big robot logic. Get out of our country.
We love you coming and visiting. Okay, you can take pictures.
Leave your money.
Yeah, and then leave. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I always wondered, like, one thing, I don't know what, one way or the other, like, what they do with their trash in Japan. I always kind of thought they put all like the used Hello Kitty.
You obviously haven't seen the movie Isle of Dogs, because then you know what they do with their trash.
AKB-48 and stuff like that. I think they just put them on barges and just kick it towards China once a month. Like, they just have a big...
That would explain those islands China has been building up, you know?
China stopped
them. Wouldn't that be funny if like we're arguing with China over the islands that they're building in the China Sea to try to take over more territory, and that's actually just Japan's garbage that they're repurposing.
Yeah, they just, and like one dude literally just kicks the barge and it slowly floats towards China, and they just have all the weather patterns down, and then it's like just these, it's all just filled with Hello Kitty and AKB-48, and on the side they just wrote like, definitely not from Japan. Yeah. And it just floats there, and eventually in like 3 to 4 months it just hits China. And then China takes it and sells it to us.
Probably. That's probably what happens.
That is what happens. So we've cracked this. Cracked the enigma. Alright, here's some music. That isn't our dumbness.
I want the people to know that they still have 2 out of 3 branches of the government working for them, and that ain't bad.
Run for your life. Mama's coming. She's Kung Fu Mama. When she gets her dander up, the hitmen go down. Flattened by the deadliest weapons in outraged motherhood, the flying fists of Kung Fu Mama.
You see, all of us have a few tricks. Now, let me show you one of mine, huh?
It's a new motion picture experience in the martial arts with the top stars of Oriental hand-to-hand combat and Kung Fu Mama. Ha! Ha! Don't mess with Kung Fu Mama, the meanest mother of them all.
Hey!
Kung Fu Mama, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hello, Peter. What's happening?
We have sort of a problem here.
Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out.
Did you see the memo about this? Yeah. Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just, forgot. But, it's... not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem.
Yeah. If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great. And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo. Okay?
Yeah, no, I have the memo. I've got it. It's right.
I'm me love me do. How could I say you do? Can do. My heart, I only wanna close to you and feel your breathing in your room. Hold me tight to you, if only I have words to tell your soul. I only wanna close your eyes and feel my weeping in your room. Smoky days, red lights, red eyes, I can find you, show your place. Stormy night, red eyes.
going on?
Sanders, what's going on?
It's Mega Maid.
She's gone from suck to blow.
What? They're getting all their air back. Do something.
Do something. Do something.
I will say I do regret not recording that because Bromi was literally talking about what's happening with his childcare issues. And I was like, wow, this is like a minute and a half of content that everyone would be listening to the radio going, oh my God, I don't know if this is going to work. Anyway, yeah. But I digress.
That's how my whole summer's been. I don't know if this is going to work.
That was The Pebbles. I played for you In Your Room, Strawberry Farm, and Eight of Magic. That was off of the Pink Pistachio Candy. Man, yeah, I got the gift box from them with some CDs and stuff. And I had the gift box from May May and the Mach 3s. I still haven't ingested that. I'm like, oh, I got to do that because it's been killing me. I've been linking stuff to the Facebook pages of like when May May and the Mach 3s put up some new videos or when the Pebbles are out there, you know. These guys took care of us. I'm trying my best to take care of them, but I'm very lazy, I think. Yeah. I don't know, lazy. Just out of I got to make time for that stuff.
You're just thinking out that's kind of devolved into a petered out argument there.
I know. I'm arguing with myself. Yeah. I did have some fun. In a weird roundabout thing, I don't think I talked about this last week. A lady at my work, I was talking about like the bars that have video games in them, that are set up kind of as a game, like barcades and kind of things. And the guy that sits next to me was like, he points to the lady. He was like, her son just opened one of those. And I went, huh? So I didn't ask her then. And then like a day or two later, I was like,
yeah, that's funny. You talk like you're the oldest person there, but clearly you're not.
No, I'm not.
If someone else has a kid that's legally old enough to open a bar.
Yeah. No, well, this is weird. So I said, your son has a barcade?
Don't tell me. The reveal is he's 7.
No. Yeah. Yes. He's actually just a drunk. He's like a 7-year-old drunk. No. So she's like, huh? And I was like, I knew he was dumb. And I was like, what do you do? I was like, well, does your son just open something? She was like, oh, yeah. My son just opened up M&M, a new M&M video games. And I said, did he? And she said, yeah.
He said, 6 degrees of separation.
That's what happened. And she goes, yeah, he was running the one down that I always tell you to go to down
the advice that I always ignore. Yeah. I don't know why. Actually, it's because I have anxiety about going into stores like that where like it's a small place and they're going to be like paying attention to me. And
it's
actually the same problem I have with going to GameStop, even though it's a national big place, because they always make me feel intimidated when I don't want to sign up for everything they try to push.
GameStop's the worst. I want them to go away.
But those small places, I think like I walk in and I'm like, I feel like I got to buy something because they're looking at me with hopeful eyes.
No way, man. There's always 20 people talking to them about games. And then you realize you're in way over your head. And then you just go look at your stuff and either buy or don't.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's totally cool. And I was like, really? And I was like, what? Who is this kid? And he was like, and she showed me a picture. I was like, oh my God, that's that. She's like, oh, she said his name. And that was the guy I said, oh, I've been there twice. And there's this really cool guy that talks to you like a person. I mean, the interactions,
like a person.
Yeah. The interactions were so good. I actually, after the first time I went there, like a couple years ago, I put like a review saying, the guy
treats you like a human being.
No, he was like, it was really great. It was a great interaction. Because those places can be comic book shop guy from Simpsons all day.
Right.
You walk in and it's an unfriendly atmosphere. Record stores are very guilty of that too, where they're either snobbish or they look down on you like you're a piece of crap, you know. So him and his wife actually bought the stock from a store in Tampa that wasn't doing so good and opened up their own shop. And I was like, well, that's really cool. So I'm going to give a free plug to our friend. If you go to Brett, where is this one? I don't even know if it's on here. That's dumb. There it is. So he has a new M&M video game.
Starts out his free plug by calling it dumb.
He put a sticker there. It's M&M video games on Seminole. So if you go to 9336 Oakhurst Road in Seminole. Well, that's the only thing around in Seminole. I drove around there. I was like, oh my God. And there's like a strip mall. And then he's in there, and it's so make sure you go check him out. He's obviously new to business. He ran the other store for a lot of years, but owning your own business he's gonna be putting in a lot of, but he has like tournaments. He has like this couch area where you can play whatever games.
So what you're saying is I should go to the one in Seminole instead of the one over here that you were originally playing.
Yeah, well, it's really cool. I mean, I was like, wow. And it's just kind of, it's such an odd thing for that to pan out that way.
So basically, he's opened up what GameStop would have done if they were going to succeed.
But, yeah.
Or continue to stay in business.
And it was funny because
instead of circling the drain like they are.
When she said, oh, my son worked at that other one, I was like, oh, no. I said, because one of them was really cool, and then there was, I said, there's another one that was a real jerk. She goes, probably the jerk. And I was like, well, let me see which one. And I said that to her, and I was like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. But no, he was the cool guy. So, yeah, make sure you go check out the M&M video games in Seminole if you're in the area, man. He's a cool guy, and they're just starting out. So support those local businesses, man. All right, here's some more music. That's not me talking.
Wait, I got it. You could play with your magic nose goblin.
Yeah! Derek, I don't know if you're familiar with the belief that some Aboriginal tribes hold. It's the concept that a photo might steal a part of your soul. I mean, what are your thoughts on that if someone gets his picture taken for a living?
Well, I guess I would have to answer your question with another question. How many Aboriginals do you see modeling?
All right, that was, of course, the world-famous 5678s. I played Boom Boom Girl, Peter Gunn, and We Got the Beat, Shaking All Over. That one really is a raw cut. I like that one a lot.
Wait a minute. Is We Got the Beat the band or the song?
No, it's 5678s playing. Oh, so they're doing We Got the Beat.
Oh, from the,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And they just destroy it. They, like, rip it. They rip it up hard. And, of course, they are from, I always say, make sure you go to Time Bomb Records. They're online. They have an English version of their website, and you're going to get all kinds of cool, awesome indie stuff from Japan. Shipping isn't that bad. Trust me. I ship a lot of stuff from Japan, and if you want it, you buy it. But they are good guys. It was so funny. I just linked to our website page. I don't even know who the artist is. I have to reach out to him to play their music. He's in front of Time Bomb Records with a suit on, and he has some sign. He's talking about it's in Japanese. It must be a release. And when he's walking down the steps, he's naked. There's just strings holding the front of a suit on, and that's how he performed in the record shop. So he's like literally his butt's hanging out and everything's hanging out except on the front it looks like he's wearing a suit.
So he's a brick house.
And there's like a bungee cords holding it on. I was like, that is classic awesome. So another reason to go to our website or our Facebook page and then click it and click like and follow us and then don't go there much anymore. So unless you get something else. Because we don't really support Facebook, I don't think. We're kind of down on them.
I've got, according to the app, I don't have the app anymore. Last time I checked, I had 87 notifications that were waiting for my attention.
Bromy downloaded an app that tells him how much he doesn't use Facebook. And it's,
well, you know, that little, like, if you have the app on the phone and it gives you that little red number, it's kind of like email. This will be entertaining. How many unread? You go ahead and read that number.
I can't read that
on the mail app there, because if I read it, it won't have the same impact.
97,505.
That's my unread email right now.
That's is that true?
That's true.
I didn't even think it goes to that. I thought it like would just blow up after.
Before too long, we're going to find out if it goes over to, if it'll actually display over 100,000 in the app icon.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's so with that kind of stuff in email, you gives you an idea of the time I have for Facebook.
Now wait a minute, that's like email. Like,
yeah, that's unopened emails.
Huh. You can't clear any of that out? Like, sort by, and then like, well, I don't care about this guy.
Actually, I did it about 3.5 years ago, and it took me 2 days.
I will say, I did notice you must have done something to the Bunch of Dork site.
Sure, why not?
Well, you had to do something, because the spam ain't there no more. Unless it just, they stopped spamming, I guess. Or maybe, finally, I clicked to the root of the spam that was there, and it just...
Well, I did an upgrade on the server. I don't know if it actually helped. That's something I was working to try to resolve, because I actually saw something. I feel so sorry for... I can't remember what his on-air
King
name
Don?
Is. Yeah, King Don. Because I realized he'd sent me an email, and it went to my spam. Where he had included a screenshot like going like, I can't even do, you know, like, this is what I get when I try to log in to edit the
whatever. That red screen of death he was getting?
Yeah, when he was trying to like do show notes. But but he'd sent it like 3.5 weeks ago, and I just saw it the other day because I looked in my spam folder.
When I was logging on to do my stuff, because I have other shows, bunchofdorks.com, go there. And when I go to upload the show, I log into that, and I, as quick as I can, I go to the dashboard for my show, because if I let it sit, it must cycle down to what you're talking about in his site for his version, and then it goes red. It would go red screen. This is a dangerous thing, and I'm like, so if I had to quickly go to slow robot, and it wouldn't get to whatever part flagged it as bad.
Mm-hmm.
So because if I would click on that and launch it, then go and click another website and launch it. When I got back to that, it'd be that red screen.
Yeah.
But now that seems to be gone, and all the other spam's gone and all that junk. So take credit where you do. Good job.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm the world's best web guy. What are those things called? Webmaster?
I don't know if those exist anymore. That was always a clunky title. It always implied something weird.
It's like, oh, I'm such an overlord of the web. You're like, you're weird. Get away from me. webmaster.
Exactly. But
I even did the little head shake thing when I just said that. I was like, webmaster. Yeah. You know, some dude in the late 90s or early 2000s had like a his vanity plate said webmaster.
Yeah.
Like that was the web guy.
He was that was an awkward and weird title, even when one person could manage a decent sized site by themselves.
The old naive days of before time. When you could do stuff on a website.
That's how you know nerds were in control, because somebody that liked Dungeons and Dragons came up with that title.
Oh my God.
That would never happen now. Now that the internet is mainstream, a title like that would never be created.
They're like, somebody escort him out of the building. Whoever is the property owner of this website, please stand up and...
get out of here with your eight-sided dice. Yeah.
And then they show that nerd, that guy screaming nerd as he's leaving. That's sad. That's not true. Kind of it's true. I don't know. The internet continues to evolve, and it's in scary, sad ways, and I don't know how it's going to go. We lost net neutrality in the dying whimper, and I don't know if that's ever going to get fixed or not.
Well, you know, it's funny, but about the idea of the webmaster and like nerds and the internet and stuff, is I remember seeing a rant from like a 50-year-old guy about the nerd thing and about how like cute 18-year-old girls calling themselves nerds, and like he was angry.
I think someone was on some cute nerdygirl.com and expected to see something different, maybe?
Well, no. He was just talking about how, like, you can't call yourself that. You don't know what a nerd actually is. You never got picked on throughout...
I actually taped my glasses together. You like, just pretended.
Yeah. It's like, you're not, now that people think it's cool to be a nerd, you are not going to appropriate that title. No.
You've never heard the zip, zip, zip of corduroy as somebody comes by to slap the back of your neck. You don't know what a nerd is.
It was just funny, though, because he was like raging on the idea that now that people think it's cool, you're not going to come in here and swoop it away from us.
You can establish nerd neutrality instead of net neutrality.
If you're not overweight and sweaty and have long hair at a point in life when it's not cool to have long hair, you cannot call your, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's...
Good for you. Yeah. All right, that's it for this week. We're done. My name is Matt, with me as always.
From me.
And hey, if you're going to be a sexy nerd on the online, make sure you're charged for it. We'll see you next week, everyone.